Hey there, all you hip cats, cool kittens, you guys and dolls, you diesel-powered disciples of cool. This is Comic Extravaganza. Avengers Assemble, the microcast. I am your host, the time-traveling comic book-loving diesel punk prophet of pop culture, the artist also known as Big Daddy Cool. You can call me Johnny. And I am swinging solid, as always, from the Houdini Room at the Casa de Cool, bringing you the latest news and reviews in the Avengers universe. And we got some folks joining us live on Facebook, and I'm glad you have. If you're tuning in for the first time, either on Facebook or iTunes, I am an Avengers Freakosaurus. I've been an Avengers fan ever since issue 223. It was the first issue I bought with my own money. It was the first official mission for the She-Hulk, and they fought the Masters of Evil. And I was hooked. I was hooked from that moment on, and I've gone back and I've gotten every issue since, from issue number 56 on. The Avengers is one of my great passions in life, along with Star Wars. I tell people all the time, and it's the truth, that Star Wars movies and Avengers comic books made me who I am today. Well, here on the Avengers Assemble microcast this week, we're going to talk about the big, big controversy. It has split the internet in half. We're going to talk about Steve Rogers, Captain America, number one. I'm going to share with you some of my thoughts, feelings, and theories, and I'd love for you guys to comment. Thomas, I'm going to get to your comment in just a minute. Before we do that, we've got to mention our sponsor, Blue Microphone. They provide the Yeti microphone that we record this on for iTunes. So go check them out at bluemic.com. We also want to thank Comic Bento. If you love graphic novels and comics, and if you're watching this or listening to it on iTunes, or on Stitcher, or on Google Play, then you love comics and graphic novels. Well, Comic Bento delivers a mystery box of graphic novels to your door, in your mailbox, every month. And you get at least $50 worth or more for less than $25. Packages start at $13, $13, $17, $20. With shipping, it's about $25 per month. It's awesome. And I am waiting desperately for my box this month so that we can open it up and do a review. It's mycomicbento.com. Check them out at mycomicbento.com. And that'll help us out. That'll help fund the show. Hey, before I dive into this, I do have to show you guys this. If you've not seen this, this shirt is awesome. This shows you, you know, I told you I'm a Star Wars fan. This is a Sugar Skull Darth Vader, and it says, "Yo soy tu padre." Isn't that awesome? Isn't that like the coolest shirt ever? That's right, Jamie Lee, mycomicbento.com. So check them out for Comic Bento. You will be glad you did. All right, let's talk Avengers. This week, there were no Avengers books that came out, but there was a big, big Avengers event. And that was the release of Steve Rogers, Captain America, number one. Now, the unfortunate thing is that Time Magazine leaked the spoiler early yesterday morning, Wednesday morning. So everyone was already ticked off by the time this hit comic book shelves at around 9 or 10. People were angry. They were furious at the news. A lot of people ran out to pick it up, myself included. I couldn't wait to get to the store to read the story for myself, because I read the news and I had to. Jamie Lee says, "Time, those ass wagons." That's right. They look, comic companies, Marvel, DC, stop sending the mainstream media review copies or advanced copies because they spoil it. They don't respect your embargoes on reviews, so stop it. So they spoiled it, but I went out and I got the issue anyway, because you guys know I am a huge Captain America fan. You can see it here. I've got the shield hanging on my wall right over here. I love sitting on my desk here in the Casa de Cool in the Houdini room. I've got a couple of different Captain America figures right here. I love Captain America, and I collect Captain America art, and I've got a framed copy of my favorite issue of Captain America sitting right on my desk. Here it is. This is my all-time favorite issue, my all-time favorite cover, issue number 193. Love that Jack Kirby cover. It's iconic. I love it. So Captain America is a big deal. Captain America First Avenger, one of my all-time favorite movies. It's a great diesel punk movie. You guys know I'm into diesel punk, and that one's, you know, one of my favorite. I just watched it again last night. The Avengers movies, love them. Captain America, Civil War was awesome. I'm going to see it again tomorrow night. So I'm a Captain America fan, and I read the news. So if you haven't heard it, I'm just going to tell you right now, spoiler alert. If you don't know what I'm talking about yet, this is a spoiler alert. So Steve Rogers, Captain America, number one, Steve Rogers returns. About a year and a half ago, he was depowered. The super soldier serum sucked out of his body. He was aged, like 90 years old, still in great shape, fit, mentally there, able to lead the Avengers from behind the scenes. But during the assault on Pleasant Hill, the rogue sentient cosmic cube called Kobik restored his youth. And so with his youth restored, he came back to being a Captain America, not the Captain America, because that mantle had already been passed to Sam Wilson, the Falcon. The Falcon, Sam Wilson, is Captain America. But Steve Rogers came back as another Captain America without the round shield, with a triangular shield like his original, and fit and with fervor. So here's the spoiler, guys. Here it is. It was revealed in this issue with the return of Steve Rogers as Captain America that he is... Hey, Stephen Boyd just joined. I'm giving away the spoiler, man. You've already talked about it and written about it. It was revealed in this issue that Captain America has, for the entire time since he was a child, been secretly an agent of Hydra. That's right. America's greatest hero, comic book's greatest hero, arguably now. He's almost more recognizable than Superman. He's kind of replaced Superman as the American movie superhero icon. It was revealed that America's greatest hero is actually a villain. That's right, Thomas. He has been a secret agent of Hydra the entire time, according to this story. Now, it's written by Nick Spencer, and beautiful art by Jesus Sayaz. And the story is very compelling, very interesting, and how they lead you up to that. But if you're doubting me, here is the reveal right here. Hail Hydra. So right away, a lot of my friends who hadn't read the story yet took to the internet, broke the internet in half, said, how dare you? It's a betrayal to an icon. It's, you know, taking a crap on 75 years of history. And this is the 75th anniversary of Captain America. Well, that's all fine and good. But most of the people, not all, but most of the people who have been angry and upset, and Jamie just gave it to, said her buddy just gave it the middle finger. See what I'm saying? People are mad at this reveal. to the point that Nick Spencer has had death threats. Now, in the interviews, Nick Spencer and Tom Brevoort have said that this is not a trick. It's not mind control. It's not, you know, him pretending to be a Hydra. That it is, he is and has been a Hydra agent. And that they've been dropping clues for the last 2 years. Well, that led me to a couple of theories and a couple of conclusions. And by the way, I'm not one of those people who's angry. I want to see where this goes, because Superior Spider-Man, same kind of deal. Peter Parker dies and Doc Ock takes his place in his mind, in his body. And it turned out to be epic. Superior Spider-Man was one of the best runs of Spider-Man ever. It was awesome. So, it's like Penelope didn't wait for Odysseus. It's enough to drive people mad. It is. It is enough to drive people mad. And Becky Moore says she knew that he was too good to be true, talking about Captain America. So, they say it's not a trick. It's the real deal. So that leads me to a couple of conclusions. One, I want to see where this story goes and how it plays out. But here's my theory. There are three logical and perfectly explainable reasons why this could be. First of all, first theory. 2 years ago, we saw the end of Avengers versus X-Men. It's been maybe even a little bit longer ago than that, now that I think about it. At the end of Avengers versus X-Men, Charles Xavier, Professor X, was killed, murdered by Cyclops, of all people. And the Red Skull, after AVX, dug up Charles Xavier's body, cut open his head, took out his brain, and put it in his own head. And so by doing that, the Red Skull got Professor X's mental abilities, his powers, became the most powerful telepath on the planet. And the first story arc of the Uncanny Avengers, which I loved, Rick Remender wrote it. He also wrote Secret Avengers, where, you know, Commander Steve Rogers was leading the Secret Avengers while Bucky was Captain America. Anyway, Uncanny Avengers first arc dealt with the Red Skull with Xavier's powers. And he had the ability and used it, unlike Professor Xavier. Xavier never controlled people, but the Red Skull controlled not just a few people, but masses of people with his mental abilities. They didn't stop the Red Skull. The Red Skull escaped. But I think this is my theory. He still has Xavier's brain. It's been 3 years. He appears here in the latest issue of the Uncanny Avengers. There's a flash to the Red Skull, and he says, "Hey, it's more satisfying to convince people with the power of my words than the power of my mind." But here's my theory, is that when he got Xavier's powers, he planted false memories in Steve Rogers. Because what better ally to have than the most trusted person on the earth? He's not controlling him. There is no mind control, but it's post-hypnotic suggestion. False memories planted in Steve Rogers' mind that makes him believe that he was raised in Hydra and that he has been waiting as a sleeper agent until the right time to reveal himself. I think that's my first theory. That was my first thought. But then I had to think even further. What happened just before Secret War? Axis. You remember Axis? the Red Skull as Onslaught flip-flopped everybody's mental state. So if it didn't happen in that first arc of Uncanny Avengers, it happened during Axis. Now, there's two other possibilities besides the Red Skull planting those false memories using Xavier's powers. The other explanation is that Secret Wars. So the premise of Secret Wars was all of the realities of the Marvel multiverse were being destroyed. And Doctor Doom, with the help of Doctor Strange and the Molecule Man, stole the power of the Beyonders and created Battle World and basically saved pieces of each of these realities and put them together in one planet. And he was the ruler, Doom God. Well, one of the realities that was saved, there was a Hydra Cap. It was an alternate reality where Captain America was and had always been part of Hydra. Well, when Secret Wars ended, it ended with the Black Panther basically resetting the Marvel Universe. And he reset it based on his memories. But what if when he reset the Marvel Universe, he did not reset it with the 616 Captain America, but with that alternate universe Hydra Captain America? And that's who we're seeing now. And in that case, he really has been an agent of Hydra all along. It's not a trick. It's not mind control. But it's not the Captain America that we've known for the last 75 years. That's a possibility. The other possibility, and the other possibility is that during Pleasant Hill, when Kobik, the sentient cosmic cube, restored Captain America to his younger self, that she could have used her reality warping abilities, maybe tapping into something else altogether. And maybe, you know, I don't know, maybe using somebody else's memories or desires or whatever. And when she restored Captain America, she restored him in the wrong version. That one's a little bit further fetched, but it is the Cosmic Cube, and anything can happen with the Cosmic Cube. My personal thought, see, so a lot of people are responding right now on Facebook that they like the theory, the first theory. They like it could be the alternate reality Cap when they reset the Marvel Universe. I don't know. I'm willing to see where this goes, though. I'm excited that they're doing something fresh and new that hasn't been done before. And to me, that's the important part. You know, I don't really care what happens or where we go, as long as we get a good story out of it. And everyone I've talked to has loved what Nick Spencer has done on other books in the past, even his previous run on Captain America. They've all really enjoyed it. So I'm going to say this to you guys out there that are hating on this idea. Give it a chance. Nobody loves Cap more than me. He is my all-time favorite superhero. But I'm giving it a chance because I want to see what the storytellers can do. I'm interested in the story and the good story, and I want to see the resolution. We know it's not going to be permanent, or if it is permanent, this Cap will die and somehow they'll bring back the other. We don't know. That's the fun part, is how they maneuver out of this. And I just can't wait to see it play out. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. And I think everyone out there should at least give it a chance. If you've not picked up Captain America number 1, go out to your local comic book shop right now. Go out, pick it up. Go to Marvel.com, send them a note, and let them know that you're going to support it. And let them know that you're going to at least give it a try. I hate that people have been sending, even death threats to Nick Spencer. That's just ridiculous. Now, Jamie Lee has mentioned something very, very interesting. She can't help but see the political inferences. And in this book, the Red Skull sounds a lot like Donald Trump. And so here's a fourth theory. And the fourth theory is that it's all true. And that Steve Rogers, in 1926, his mother joined Hydra and he grew up in Hydra. But the Hydra he joined was co-opted by the Red Skull, Baron Von Strucker, Baron Blood, Baron Zemo, a lot of barons, the Nazis. That Hydra was formed truly as a social justice organization, and that it was co-opted by the Nazis, and all these years, Captain America has actually been fighting against what Hydra became to reclaim it. Now, that has a lot of parallels to today's political arena. Bernie Sanders, his whole phenomenon is about that. Reclaiming the Democratic Party to return it to what it once was. The whole Donald Trump thing, the anger that people are fueling and supporting Donald Trump from, it's kind of the same thing. They want to reclaim something that they feel was co-opted or lost or taken from them. So, what if he really has been part of Hydra this entire time, but he's been fighting against the establishment to reclaim it? And for whatever reason, now is the time that he actually says the words. I don't know. I think it's pretty fascinating. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I can't wait to see the ride. Hey, one last thing before I go. These sunglasses I'm wearing, these are blue tinted sunglasses. Check this out. I got them from Zenni Optical. They are not a sponsor, but I'm so in love with this service. $6.99 prescription tinted glasses. $6.99. That's pretty amazing. I ordered three pairs of them. I got a purple pair. You've seen me wear those. I've got a pair of, not aviator, but real deal sunglasses. I'm in love with them. Check them out. I'd love to get them as a sponsor for Big Daddy Cool Shows, but until then, I'm going to promote a product that I believe in. Speaking of products that I believe in, Gentleman's Box. Check them out, gentlemansbox.com. I've been doing my 30-day suit-up challenge. I'm casual tonight in the Houdini room, but when I've been out, when I've been out, I've been dressed to the nines. You saw my picture today of me on the bus, riding my bicycle, riding the bus, still wearing a shirt and tie, and that's my 30-day suit-up challenge. But Gentleman's Box, it's a great service. If you're a guy out there, or a girl, and you want to spruce up your wardrobe, it's a great, easy way to do it. Check them out at gentlemansbox.com. And I don't get paid a cent for that. I just love their service. All right. Well, that is it for this week. If you like... Thanks, Philip. If you guys like what I'm doing with Comic Extravaganza, check out our Patreon at patreon.com/comicstravaganza. comicstravaganza. Consider being a patron. We're looking for 500 people to commit, to pledge $2 a month. And we can upgrade the laptop and get something that's a little bit more stout. We can do more shows, cons, and whatnot. So consider that. Check it out, patreon.com/comicstravaganza. Like us on Facebook, Comicstravaganza. That's it, Jamie Lee. Thank you very much. Hey, I think I need to bring you on staff. Let's talk. I got an idea. You made me lose my train of thought. That's okay. Send us an email, comicstravaganza@gmail.com. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. And if you like what you hear and see, tell 200, 300 of your closest friends and family to check us out. And until the next time, swing hard, swing often. We'll catch you on the flip side.